Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Juan Macias, and from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled, Faith is Precious.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of the Pharisees invited Jesus to a meal. When he arrived at the Pharisee's house and took his place at table, a woman came in who had a bad name in the town. She had heard he was dining with the Pharisee and had brought with her an alabaster jar of ointment. She waited behind him at his feet, weeping, and her tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them away with her hair. Then she covered his feet with kisses and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who this woman is that is touching him, and what a bad name she has." Then Jesus took him up and said, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Speak, Master," was the reply. There was once a creditor who had two men in his debt. One owed him 500 denarii, the other 50. They were unable to pay, so he pardoned them both. Which of them, do you think, will love him more? "The one who was pardoned more, I suppose," answered Simon. Jesus said, "You are right." Then he turned to the woman. "Simon," he said, "you see this woman? I came into your house, and you poured no water over my feet, but she has poured out her tears over my feet and wiped them away with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she has been covering my feet with kisses ever since I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment." I'm going to stop here and start again because I botched that little bit. So here goes a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. One of the Pharisees invited him to a meal. When he arrived at the Pharisee's house and took his place at table, a woman came in who had a bad name in the town. She had heard he was dining with the Pharisee and had brought with her an alabaster jar of ointment. She waited behind him at his feet, weeping, and her tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them away with her hair. Then she covered his feet with kisses and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who this woman is that is touching him, and what a bad name she has." Then Jesus took him up and said, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Speak, Master," was the reply. There was once a creditor who had two men in his debt. One owed him 500 denarii, the other 50. They were unable to pay, so he pardoned them both. Which of them will love him more? The one who was pardoned more, I suppose, answered Simon. Jesus said, "You are right." Then he turned to the woman. "Simon," he said, "you see this woman? I came into your house, and you poured no water over my feet, but she has poured out her tears over my feet and wiped them away with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she has been covering my feet with kisses ever since I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. For this reason, I tell you that her sins, her many sins, must have been forgiven her, or she would not have shown such great love." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Those who were with him at table began to say to themselves, "Who is this man who even forgives sin?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." What, my dear friends, can one say about this incredibly beautiful story? How can one elucidate it or say anything further on it? It is something, isn't it, to sit with and reread over and over. Notice that Jesus is not impressed with the expensive jar of ointment. No. What he notices is the love of this woman, who is probably a prostitute, as we know from other gospel accounts. We don't know what drove her to a life of prostitution. If we could hear their stories, we would have huge sympathy, if not love, for street people, for prostitutes. We have a saint here in Vancouver. I won't use her name. She has not been declared a saint by the church yet, in my opinion, and the opinion of many, she is a saint. She had a high-paying job in the upper echelons of the business world here. She drove a Mercedes. So one day, she left the job and the Mercedes, and now she goes to the east side where the street people live. She goes in the middle of the night, because that's when they're out on the sidewalk. Does she preach to them? No. She listens to them. She hears their stories. She knows what excuse me. She knows what drives them. And she brings them sandwiches. How about that? In Luke's story, a woman has heard about Jesus. She is struck to the heart. She has seen for herself and heard that this man is a friend of tax collectors and sinners. She has followed him, probably at the fringe of the crowd, seeing his wisdom, his courage, his immense integrity, his kindness, and compassion. She is totally converted, that is, turned toward him and away from sin. She has come to believe in him, hope in him, love him. Jesus is touched, yes, and touched to the heart. What he sees in this woman is more than affection, even love. Her faith in him means so much to him. It is good sometimes to cut through all the talk about what being a Roman Catholic means, entails, and go straight to Jesus. Yes, my dear friends, let us go to the Gospels, read the Gospels. What a gift they are. What a gift this story is. God bless you. Amen.